Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm so sorry, Holly. The line got dropped. You were saying something.
Yeah, I was saying that I'm looking at Justin's email about the 100% guarantee in case we do not deliver what we promise, or in any case you feel our services are not up to the mark, no questions asked. I asked to be let out in June of this contract, and instead he served up Elisa, who is what did exactly what you're doing right now. And I'm saying I just want out. We wouldn't be having this conversation if he had just torn up the contract 2 weeks into this.
Okay. I
so
understand where
you
you're
can submit
from,
it to whoever.
I do.
You need to.
Okay, yes, exactly. That's what I'm going to do, because obviously this is a concern. So I will be moving this forward. And by the way, Justin and Eliza, they both have a complete different job description. So if you feel that I'm doing exactly what they did, it's not the same. I do not handle any projects or client communication or anything like that. I am on the legal side. So I work with the legal team and the finance.
No, yeah. And
so
I respect that. My point is that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say what I'm saying is Elisa jumped in saying just what you're saying about I'm the one's going to handle it, I'm the only one's going to do it. So,
I'm not talking about handling your project. No, I think that must have been miscommunicated to you. I'm not talking about handling your project, or I'm not telling you that, I will be the person who you will speak to, I'll take care of you. I'm not giving you any false hopes, or I'm not trying to, turn you around or anything like that. I'm talking about your case, spokesperson in terms of your case. So when I say that I will be a spokesperson in your case, that means that I'm going to try to get a resolution in terms of the refund amount that is desirable or acceptable by you. That's the reference that I meant this, when
Thank
I say
you.
That. Okay? So
Thank
I'm
you.
Going to go ahead and submit your case. Depending on the progress and your feedback, whatever you have approved, they will be letting you keep that content or that particular service if you have approved it, and the deductions will be on everything that is pending. So I'm just giving you a gist of it. And I will get the detailed breakdown as soon as I submit the case. So within 24 hours, you can expect an email with a detailed breakdown of the total amount that you've paid against the services, along with the status of those services. And then we can move forward from there, since you are not interested in working with the company together, and it makes sense. It's okay. I understand that it's the trust level that's not just there. So obviously nobody can force you to do that, right? So
yeah.
I understand that. Whatever is pending, we will go ahead and get you the maximum refund amount for those services, and we'll move things further from there. Just in case, Holly, I'm also notifying you prior to sending the email. If that amount, worst case scenario, if that's not acceptable to you, please do write back and let us know what is acceptable to you so that I can go ahead and negotiate on that on your behalf with the finance department, okay? If I say that I cannot do anything, Holly, and this is it, that's when you reach to the third. I'm refusing to give you that refund, okay?
Okay, yeah, just cut out again for a second. Can you repeat that last sentence?
Yes, I'm so sorry. Let me repeat that. I'm saying that just in case, if the amount that is proposed by the finance team to you in that email that I'm about to send you, if that is unacceptable to you, please respond back and let me know, because then I'm going to go ahead and renegotiate on your behalf to get you the desired amount that you would like as the refund, okay? So if I refuse to cater to that, and if I tell you that, you know what, Holly, I cannot give you this amount, or the finance has refused to do this, that's when you involve a third party, okay? Until then, my door is open. You and I will discuss, and I will get you the refund that you would prefer, okay?
Okay. Well, and thank you. And two things. Can you tell me your name again, please?
Yes, that's Lisa Taylor.
Thank you. And I would just like to, you have access to this, but reference the email that was very long on June 9th from Justin that states there the 100% money-back guarantee, mm-hmm. No questions asked, and that I asked to be let out of the contract back in June.
I'm going to mention my
expectation. Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you. I appreciate
it. I understand
that.
They can
write
about
it in writing. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to make a note of that just to let you know. 100% refund is on failure of the delivery of the services committed. So that's what the finance team is going to tell me. If we fail to deliver anything to you under the set timeline or the time frame that was stated in the contract, for example, if it's the 8 months marketing time frame, so if we fail to deliver the desired results, so complete the campaign within those 8 months, and if it's like 8 months, 1 day above that timeline or outside that timeline, that is when you're eligible for 100% refund. At this point of time, the reason that you have provided to me, it is more or less a trust issue because we haven't charged you anything additional. But obviously, because of the miscommunications that have happened in the past with various different people with you, and that's basically the issue. So it's merely a miscommunication issue that has been prolonged and dragged so long that it has frustrated you to this level that you cannot continue with us. All right? So this
is
basically the
conclusion
of... Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. And that their email correspondence where I asked Elisa for an update, for instance, on the SEO, and she never delivered that, even though she told me a number of occasions she would get it to me. She did not. So this falls under, this is quote, in any case you feel
failure of delivery,
are not up to the mark. No questions asked.
Yes, yes. For the SEO optimization, I do accept that it's going to fall under the criteria of 100% refund. Let me get the refund breakdown, and you can expect my email most likely by day and tomorrow because it's going to take like roughly 24 hours for them to reach a conclusion because they're going to be investigating everything throughout, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Do you have a number I can call you?
It's mm-hmm. the same number. Save it. And my extension is 606. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too, Lisa. Bye.